Sunday night. Dvar Halachim Chavos Al Vavus Aleph Kislev Rish Chodesh Kislev Beis Dvar Rish Chodesh Kislev Aleph Kislev Tov Shunayin Dalav. Okay, so it's Aleph Kislev. It's Aleph Kislev tonight. 13 years ago, a boy must have been born on Aleph Kislev. I imagine, out of the whole world, there must have been a Jewish boy born on Aleph Kislev 13 years ago. When does he get bar mitzvah? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins yesterday, not today. Meaning his bar mitzvah, the day of his bar mitzvah, that he's mechuyev in mitzvahs, and is lamed mar cheshvan. 13 years ago, there was no lamed mar cheshvan. His birthday is Aleph Kislev, but he's bar mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and he's mechuyev in mitzvahs on lamed cheshvan, the day after chav tes cheshvan, not Aleph Kislev. He's not bar mitzvah on his birthday. He's bar mitzvah on lamed cheshbon. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Of course, always in the focus, and some are machmir, not to count them for a minyan, and not to use them to be motzi anyone else until Aleph Kislev. But the Mishnah Berurah's psak is that he's bar mitzvah on lamed mar cheshbon. Again, 13 years ago, there was no lamed mar cheshbon, and he was born the day after chav tes mar cheshbon. Okay. Chavis halvavis. So we're at the end of Perek Vav of Shar HaPrishus, and he spent Perek Vav giving us examples throughout Tanakh of people who reached Madregas and Ruchnius because of Prishus, and he means to tell us that it's not just a Chumrah, or it's not, like we look at Naziris, for example, as something, you know, okay, strange or unusual, and it certainly was unusual, but, you know, Kadosh or Chote, but he, the Chavis point when he talks about the Nazirim is that it was quite normal. It was a mahalach. It was something you chose to do. You find, in fact, something you don't find in any other area in the Torah, or almost any other area, of Madir is Beno Benazir. It was like part of, it's Halach on the Moshim Sinai. You can't learn Masechus Nazir. In fact, it's Halach on the Moshim Sinai even if you didn't learn Masechus Nazir. But, there's a moral lesson there, I think, that was considered chinuch of a child, that a father could make his son into a nazir, which is like the epitome of precious, not the epitome, but it's an example of precious, and you see that was a mahalach and chinuch, and isha uisha ki yafli lindor nazir. Yes, someone could a woman become a nazir? I don't know. Let me think. If I have a right from a Gemara somewhere. Yeah, it's a pasuk. And women became the Zirim, and there was a mahalach in Precious. So that's what he spends Perek Vav teaching us, that figures in Nach took on Precious as a mahalach of Ruchnius to get closer to Hashem. And we'll finish Perek Vav. Avo mashanim solona b'mesoris b'talmud mizeh, because that was with Psukim in Tanakh, and in the Gemara, Harehu Rav, so many Gemaras I have of Hanhogos Precious. Mechdesha Yaakov also Sifri Zeh. I'm not going to spend time. I would have to make a multi-volume work if I would give examples in the Gemara of Precious. Ikrei Dvorim Nimtzom Rabin B'Maseches Ovis. Most of these Hanhogos of Precious are to be found in Maseches Ovis. B'chein B'Ma'amorim Kachi Daka Shol Torah Pasma Melech Tochel Mayim B'Masura Tishteh Bala Oretz Tishon, B'chol HaNispach L'kach, Ba'omra Matornikas B'memches Dvorim, Drochim, and he doesn't quote the Drochim, or at least not in this printing, but there's Miut Schora, Miut Sheino, Miut Derech Eretz, Miut Tainug, Miut Sicha, Miut Schok. So there are various things in the Memches Dvorim, which are Miut, 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 Miut. U'b'pirka d'chassidim m'seches Tanios, Dvorim Hamarim al Prishos Anoshim. The whole idea of the Tanis and different levels of Tanis, different chumras of the days. Umisha choker al inyan zeh, someone who looks into precious and how beneficial it is to one's ruchnius. Yimtzeeyu muusha, she will find it solidly based. And again, this is a constant theme in the Chavis Halvavos, that his sefer rests upon three bases. Bases. B'muskol, logic, u'b'kosov, and in psukim, u'b'mosov, and in mesoris, meaning Torah Sheba'al Peh. Those are the three prongs he writes about in his Hagdama, and whenever throughout the Sefer he's always alluding to three types of rayas he has to what he says: Muskol, Kosuv, and Mesoris. Dorshehu Na'achi Belibcha, think about it. Bechenus Mitzponcha Tatzigehu, and you should internalize it. Meaning, the word Matzponcha in the Chavis Halavas always means your deep down thoughts, your innermost thoughts. The thoughts that maybe you're not even aware of yourself, unless you like stop and think about it. Maybe you have to go to a therapist to bring it out into the open. Maybe. Kmo shenemar im tzvakshenu kakesef oz tovin yiras Hashem v'das alukim timtso. You have to think about it. You have to delve into it, because you know right away we take a negative reaction of precious, and we say, that's a chumrah or a frumkeit, and we don't need it, and adarabba, you have to enjoy the world. So he says, think about everything I've said, and you'll see that it's solidly based. Okay.